I'm talking today with Professor Jo Salmon, who is the former chair of the Heart Foundation's National Physical Activity Committee, and she's also co-director of the Institute for Physical Activity and Nutrition here at Deakin Uni in Melbourne. Thanks, Jo, for your time.
You're welcome.
Now, you've written a piece for an upcoming MJA about a call to the federal government on a national activity program.
Yep.
Talk a little bit to me about physical activity, why it's important, mm-hmm. and where it sits in terms of other risk factors.
Sure. Physical inactivity is one of the leading modifiable risk factors for chronic disease in Australia and, in fact, worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
People often underestimate the importance of inactivity, and I think if you look at the current federal government initiatives and focus on preventive health, you'll realise that that is the case. So it contributes 20% of the burden of disease in relation to cancer, to heart disease, and to even mental health as well. So it's a really important health behaviour that perhaps hasn't had the focus that it should have and it deserves going forward.
We tend to forget about it, don't we, in a way?
Yeah, we do. And I think, you know, we need to eat to live, and, you know, so a lot of focus has been on nutrition over many years in terms of a health behaviour, which is appropriate and that still should continue. However, we also need to move. And so for human health, if we don't move, it's not great. It's not good for our health.
It's hard to, watching the way America's gone lately, particularly with the Obamas in office, Michelle Obama's gotten girls moving, she's gotten food on the on the agenda.
Obesity.
It's hard to imagine a similar thing happening here, isn't it? It doesn't seem quite the Australian way to sort of have your first lady out there selling physical activity.
No.
Is it something you'd like to see, though?
Well, I don't know if we need the First Lady to be doing such a thing, but I think one of the challenges in Australia is that, you know, we've got this persona of being an active nation.
Yeah.
You know, it's in our psyche. Everyone thinks that Australia is a sport loving, we're all really active, you know, suntans, beaches, but reality is not the case. You know, we've got 43% of adults and 20% of children meeting national physical activity guidelines.
Wow.
So in fact, we are a country of couch potatoes. We're not meeting physical activity guidelines, and they're the minimum that we need to move for our health. So 30 minutes a day or 150 minutes a week for adults and an hour a day for kids. So it's not a lot, but we're failing pretty badly there.
80% of kids aren't doing that.
No.
Wow. I imagine there's been a big increase in that number of not meeting those guidelines.
Well, unfortunately, and this is part of the reason for our call, Australia hasn't done a good job of monitoring our physical activity over the years. But the intermittent national surveys that we've had over the years certainly show that there hasn't been much of a change in recent years, and there have been declines. We know that walking and cycling to school, for instance, in Australia has really declined significantly. Only 6% of children in Australia cycle to school.
Yeah.
6%. Like, that's just,
that's,
you know,
amazing.
It's almost non-existent.
I feel like when I was a kid going to primary school, everybody did it.
Yeah.
We all did it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we all walked or cycled, definitely.
Yeah.
So that's they're in the minority now. And with adults, we have got, you know, evidence that shows declines in physical activity over the last 20 to 30 years. And then there's the aspects of physical activity that we probably haven't measured so well, but might be reflected more on the flip side, which is the adoption of technology.
Mm.
And there's sort of more intangible aspects of movement where, you know, we sit and you know, we sit to work, we sit for transport, you know, we sit when we get home and watch TV. So, you know, less and less now do we need to move and get that incidental activity that really probably over weeks, months, years and a lifetime accumulates to a lot of energy that we used to expend that we now no longer do.
What would you like to see the federal government do?
So we've got a Heart Foundation have come up with a 10-point action plan.
Yep.
They're very good at that. And it's something that, you know, we would like all governments to adopt. And we must say that leading into the election, it was great to see the policies in there. And there were certainly some encouraging signs. And so the federal government, Malcolm Turnbull's government that got in, they have got some aspects, but they still haven't adopted the National Physical Activity Plan. And we're really keen that they do so. And this plan really covers all aspects of the population as well as different settings, the obvious ones. So, you know, children, adults, older adults, Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander peoples,
mm-hmm.
People who are living in disadvantage because these groups are often the ones that are most at risk of being inactive and having poor health.
Yeah.
Also, the settings where people live, work and play, so in the workplace, in schools, and also at home, but in the community, in the neighbourhood. The Heart Foundation's done a lot of work to promote active living through urban design. So,
yeah.
Often Heart Foundation gets asked, you know, why are you doing this work around, you know, the built environment? But it's very, very important. If we don't have footpaths and
yeah.
ready access to public open spaces and good facilities, then that really makes it difficult.
Even if you are motivated,
you know, yeah. if you can't actually walk because it's not safe, for instance, then or you don't have the access to you know, a footpath, then it makes it very difficult for people. So these are among some of the targets for the National Physical Activity Plan, and of course in the health setting itself. And I have to say that the Australian Medical Association, in particular Dr. Steve Parnes, who at the time
yep.
was the Vice President of AMA,
yes.
has done a great job of supporting this initiative. And it's interesting that the British Royal College of GPs have just come out and announced that physical activity and healthy lifestyles are a key focus for them for the next 3 years. So,
yeah.
you know, I'm encouraging AMA to also adopt a similar...
And the College of GPs, like, presumably.
And the College of GPs,
yeah.
yes, yes.
Yeah. What do you think of Pokemon Go?
So Pokemon Go is an interesting one, and I must say, my older daughter, I've got a 25-year-old daughter who's put it on her iPhone, and I said, I don't know what you're doing. But, it, you know, if nothing else, if it's getting people out walking...
Yep.
I have seen witnessed in the Fitzroy Gardens
yes.
Some interesting behaviour where people are diving into bushes. But, you know, if this is getting people out walking and normally they're not, you know, rather than sitting behind the computer, then I'm all for it. As long as it's safe and not getting hit by
cars.
A car or something.
Or robbed. Like. The technology, I mean, I was joking about Pokemon
yes.
Go, but the technology has gotten to the point where it can be a big help, can't it?
It can. It can be a help and also a challenge. So, you know, with Fitbit, so with activity monitors, and we're getting better and better at monitoring all aspects of our lives.
Yep.
And so, you know, that's one of the key ways to change behaviour is through self-monitoring. You track your own behaviour.
Yep.
It gives you good insights and you say, okay, I might be able to change here, I can change there. And so the technologies are great in that way. The social media can be really good, and using that social media platform to, you know, work with friends, with colleagues, to motivate each other and support each other to be more active. But of course, then it's also a challenge because, you know, there are lots of sedentary technologies, and
yep.
in fact my own research is in the area of sitting, and sitting is one of the parts of the National Physical Activity Plan where, you know, we've found that sitting is an independent risk factor for chronic disease.
Right.
And you know, people who are sitting more than 6-7 hours a day are at significantly more risk in terms of their health and
yeah.
cardiovascular disease and so forth. So not only do you need to get your 150 minutes a week, you also need to just break up your sitting throughout the day and try to sit less than people currently do.
You mentioned earlier that we haven't been all that good at collecting data.
No.
What can we do to change that, and what would you like to see in terms of a register or
sure.
some sort of kind of data collection?
Sure. So the main part of the National Physical Activity Plan is to establish an overarching committee
mm-hmm.
that would have oversight and coordination, because physical activity is more complex than smoking, for instance. You know, I'm not saying smoking is not challenging as well,
yep.
but it is a single behaviour. Physical activity is many, many different types of behaviours that we would target. So having a coordinating committee that would be responsible for having oversight of the plan would be really important. And the first part of that plan would be to establish monitoring and surveillance, where every 2-3 years we're monitoring at the population level, not just compliance with guidelines, but also the factors that might help us understand what we'd call the risk factors or the determinants of the behaviours. So it may be that we see a shift in the population and we can look at those determinants and say, oh, okay, we can see that, you know, there's been quite an investment by government in the built environment,
yep.
or there's been quite an investment in campaigns promoting physical activity in certain population groups, and look, we've seen a bit of a shift. So you can actually track
yeah.
at a bit more, you know, finer detail than just the broad level behaviour. But, you know, having that national committee is really important for establishing such things as a monitoring and surveillance committee. One of the key messages that we've given to government in our, we had two events last year where we had the opportunity to present in Parliament, was that there's now almost 30 countries around the world that have got one, and Australia doesn't.
Which is incredible, isn't
it? So that's really not a great situation to be in. So, you know, why? Why haven't we got one? It's not that hard. And I guess, you know, the message is it's not all about sport. Sport's not the only answer. Sport is one part of a bigger picture of physical activity. And it's nice that the federal government's putting a lot of money into sporting schools, and I commend them for that. But we need more than that. We're going to be living to a mean age of 90 by 2020. We really need to be making sure that we've got a fit and active elderly population that can really be living independently and looking after themselves.
Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.